This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
Money, are we on? Yes, we are live. How are you guys?
We're live. We're alive.
And even okay, Peter is here. Good morning, guys. You're listening to Wine Friends. You're not wrong. The station is still High FM 101.9. And the time is 9:07. Today is the 3rd of May, the 5th month of the year. 2018 is almost gone, guys. Don't blink, it will finish. I'm telling you. It's also, yesterday was Yud Zayin, so today is Yud Chet in Iyar. And the year is 5,778. And we're still going strong. Yeah, we trying to make sure that we're going to go strong for a couple of years more by not letting Iran destroy us. That's what we talk about a lot yesterday. And we're going to talk about a little bit now. I want to tell you who is with me in the studio is... Sorry, I'm Liel, and I will be here for Roy. Roy is a little bit late. I think he have a meeting this morning. I'm not sure. I think it's SARS or the police. I'm sure he's not
the police.
In too much trouble, but don't worry. Roy always fall on his...
His feet.
No, I'm joking. I don't know what meeting you have. It's just a joke. With me in the studio is Peter Feldman, as usual. How are you, Pete?
I'm great. Watched the soccer last night.
Yeah.
A little late. Yeah, I'm very happy. Liverpool are through to the finals against Real Madrid. And it's going to be a whopper.
It's going to be a whopper. It's always a whopper. Doesn't matter who's there. Someone wrote this morning, it should have been Rome against Bayern Munich.
Oh, really?
It should have been. It should have been.
It was Rome. Huh? It was not Rome.
It wasn't right either. Yeah, it was definitely not right. They say they want to use the VR, the computer, to watch the game and to make a decision. What do you think about this, Moshe?
Well, it's okay, because, you know, it'll be more accurate, but, you know, it'll take time. Then, you know, you lose the momentum, you know, suddenly you stop the game.
Soccer is not cricket, that it takes 8 hours to make one game.
You make one decision.
Therefore, I said it, the time, the accurate, it'll be accurate, but the time, Moshe, suddenly you stop the game.
Moshe, you're watching soccer for... I don't want to say how many years, but a lot of years.
Yes.
All these years without the TV and without the referee TV. All these years there was no mistakes? Only mistake starts now?
No, the mistakes were always, because it's a human being.
Part of the game.
A human being who says yes or no.
Nobody's
perfect.
It must
be a mistake.
Nobody's perfect. The referee can't be in 7 places at once. As much as they're very good referees that make good decisions.
They're very good, but surely the linesmen, as I call them linesmen.
There's not even linesmen, there's people by the goal. You
referee.
See, assistant referees.
Yes,
there's 4 assistant referees on the pitch. And with that, you get mistakes. Mistakes will always happen. I don't think a TV referee is the solution.
I don't think so either.
Not for me. But if there was a TV referee, maybe the 2 semifinals for the last 2 days would
have been different.
Different.
Yeah, because at Real Madrid, if you watch the game, for the last second, Marcelo.
What? Touch it in the
touch
okay.
The ball.
And
not
yesterday,
only touch the ball.
And yesterday, Roma touched the ball in the with the hand in the 16-yard once. Liverpool did it twice.
Yes.
Very, very obvious. So there was at least 3 penalties that
they didn't give.
Again.
You know, they call it, sometimes they call it not handball, ball hand.
Yes.
But, if the ball is changing direction, it must be a penalty.
I also agree with you. Again, it depends what the referee see and how he see it. Moshe Staugrad is talking here for the last 5 minutes, but hello, Moshe.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Yes.
How are you this morning?
Very well.
I think most people who listen to the show recognize Moshe's accent.
Yes. You cannot get away with it.
No, it says part of you. It's who you are.
I don't know. I'm not
an expert.
I'm not an expert. I'm not making any decision by myself. If you watch the game yesterday, at least until halftime, Liverpool did come to the game.
Yeah.
They scored the 2 goals that they were supposed to score, and as Quinn say, it was magic. Greg, you ready for that? Yeah, let's hear Quinn.
From talk to music, from Johannesburg to Israel, from sport to business, this is 101.9 High FM.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for that. Go and enjoy these great specials that are there for you only this until Monday. Moshe, you told me something just now. Today is Lag BaOmer. Last night we were lighting fires, and it's not because what I said yesterday. Explain.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Bar Kochva.
Yes.
Bar Kochva in my books got nothing to do with it. Lag BaOmer, there are two things. First of all, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
That's nothing to do with Lag BaOmer, yes. It's okay. Happening the same time.
Yeah, because he was born, he married, and he died on the same day. This is according to the tradition. But the other thing is,
you celebrate on the 33.
On the 33rd day,
no,
there were the scholars of Rabbi Akiva.
Yes,
were
that was killed.
Yeah.
On the 33rd day, yeah, of the count of, yeah, the Omer.
That's right.
Why only on the 33rd day of the count of the Omer you're allowed to get married? Because all through the count of the Omer you're not allowed,
that's
to get,
right,
married.
You're absolutely right.
But in Lag BaOmer everybody gets,
yes,
married.
Yeah.
But we also mentioning in Lag BaOmer the Bar Kochva coup that he did. I think it was the Romans or the Greeks.
Hey, it was the Romans, yeah.
It was the Romans.
Yeah, sure.
So Bar Kochva is known as the guy that fights the lion. And he was the leader of the Jews in Israel in that time, and they won a big coup against the Roman one. They won
Masada.
In a place. Was it Masada?
No.
If you say so, I'm not sure. But to show the rest of the country that they won, they light fires on the top of the mountains, from one mountain to another. And each one that saw the fire, light another fire, and so on and so on, to show that we won the coup. So that's why we are lighting the fires. That's why we put kartofi in the fire, and then we're having a great time in Lag BaOmer. Not in Israel. Yesterday it was very dangerous. I mentioned it.
It was like a kumzitz.
In Israel, it was very, very hot, and the winds were blowing, and there was a lot of fires anyway. So they say, please, please try not to light fires if you have to. Bright at home or something, but be very, very careful. We're going to keep the conversation just now. We had a couple of commercials and we go to a song.
The best part of your day. At the heart of your community. All the talk. All the music. All the news. Chai FM.
And you're back with Roy and Friends. We're here. We're discussing anything and everything. Peter is looking at me like he's got something to say. Am I wrong?
Well, we were talking off air about the price of kosher food.
Yes.
And I went to buy some medicine downstairs.
Yeah.
And it was quite expensive. And then I went and bought the same medicine yesterday at another more chain store, and yeah, it was like 25 rand cheaper.
Yeah, but I don't think the medicines are kosher.
Thank you.
All the medicines are kosher.
They are. So you can take
most
medicine.
Most of them.
If you, Yom Kippur, when you should be
fighting. There's medicine that you have to say special prayer, like Viagra, before you take
it. No, it's not Viagra. No, I was saying, if you're ill or something during Yom Kippur, you can take medicine.
Yes, definitely. Your health is more important than keeping the
religious. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
You know.
Yes.
I mentioned this once before. What happens if you take a Viagra and a tranquilizer together?
Yes, what happened?
If it works.
This is Moshe's trademark joke, by the way. He's telling it once in a month. Yeah?
If it works, it's okay. If it doesn't work, doesn't matter.
And every time he tells it, it's funny, I'm telling you.
Leo, what's the difference between stress, tension, and panic? You're very bright. You're able to come.
First of all, no. Second of all, I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
Stress is when your wife is pregnant.
Okay.
Tension is when your girlfriend is pregnant. And panic is when both are pregnant.
That's a good one. I want to say that we listened to One Way Ticket by Boney M. Boney M, it's a hit machine, we all know, from the 70s and the 80s. And the reason why I love Boney M so much is Babylon. Do you remember the Rivers of Babylon song?
And they were famous with the Christmas songs.
That's right.
With the Christmas songs, but they have hits. They have tens of hits.
Yeah.
Every song that they made is
Didn't they do a song called Rasputin?
Rasputin.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Again, they have a lot of songs. All the songs are great hits.
I think,
great.
Sorry, to interrupt. I think that the man died.
Is it? I don't know much about it. I don't want to say anything.
You know,
about it
they came out of South Africa in the 80s, played at Sun City, and
the
lead singer was already gone. He wasn't part
of it.
They brought in a new guy.
Well, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. It's still the same sound. It doesn't matter if it's not.
No, he passed away, actually.
Listen, but bands like Queens are touring together now with a new singer as the lead singer. So it can happen. It's beautiful as long as they keep on doing the great music. And I wanted to say that the line from the River of Babylon, when we remember Zion as a kid, much less cynical than now, it got into your heart as a Jewish guy, as an Israeli guy, that you hear someone from America or from overseas says, sing about the most important thing in your life, basically, it's your country. And the way that we were raised, yes, it was the most important thing in our life. Like Bob Marley, that sing like Iron Like Lion in Zion. Also, doesn't matter the reason. When we were kids, it gave us great, great pride that people are longing to our country, that people seeing our country in a different light than they seeing other places in the world. And it was great. So that's why I like Boney M. What else we got today? We were talking about the great speech that Abu Mazen, or you said, what's his name is?
Muhammad Abbas. In this country, people don't know really Abu Mazen.
Okay.
Like the Israelis, you know. But here, he's very well known about Mahmoud Abbas.
I don't care how he call himself or how people call him. What he said was, I think it's a definition of anti-Semite. Basically, he made a speech and said how in the Holocaust, why the Holocaust happened, because the Jews were holding all the money and all the banks and decided what interest to charge people, and they make the... And that's exactly when he talk, I'm closing my eyes and I'm seeing the caricature of the Jew with the huge nose and the kippah and the piles of money in his hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, there's still places in Europe, I don't want to say names, that they still have it, and, you know, that's how they see the Jews. Because they're coming from very anti-Semite houses and history and tradition. And even if there is a truth in that, and the Jews really hold the banks and were in charge of this and that, it doesn't mean that you need to hate us. I don't hate the Arabs because they have all the oil in the world. I don't hate South Africans because they have so much gold and diamonds. It's not... I don't understand the point. I really don't understand the point, beside being hateful and basically saying things because you don't like another nation. I think Abu Mazen got another interest. It's not because of the Holocaust or what happened in Europe. He don't like the Jews because they step on his foot. And that's, we can't fix that one. He will have to fix his own foot and relax. And to say things like this, Mr. Abu Mazen or Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, while you're sitting in a castle that's worth millions and millions of dollars, while your people are starving, basically, it's very nice, but it's not more than a propaganda and you're trying to make your people like you while you're actually giving them nothing and taking all to yourself. And again, the Palestinians have much more to gain when they make peace with the Israelis than the Israelis. And they have to understand it, and they have to go with it. Otherwise, it's not going to finish. It's only by the people. The people need to tell the people on top, enough, guys, we want to live like human beings, and that's the only thing that will change.
By the way, Liel, the prince of Saudi Arabia, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, mentioned it.
Very important thing.
He mentioned it. He says the so-called Palestinians are liars, useless. They only entitlement, they're good for nothing. And this was said by an Arab, not by a Jew. And this was said last week.
It doesn't matter. It's not right to say it. Not if you're an Arab, not in a Jew, not in you, anything. And it doesn't matter what they are and who they are. They are there, and they're not going anywhere. And it's our problem, and we need to fix it.
Yeah, but...
So, like I said, Israel can live like this, and they're showing that they live like this and prosper. Even in times of actual war, they can prosper because we have the tools. We are a very clever and based country.
If you were Palestinian, so-called Palestinian, yes. I will tell you,
yeah.
There's a saying, if you cannot beat them, join them, like in the horses.
So what are you saying? Are they joining the Hamas? They're not joining the ones that want to make peace.
What you said now, yeah. A minute ago, if they really want to get better, come to the party and sit with the Israelis, with Israel, and get better something out of it.
I don't know about the people, but the people can make a change. The people will have to choose someone that want to make their life better in this way or another. If they think their life will get better by making a war with the Israelis and making our life horrible, I think they're wrong. And we proved to them they're wrong for so many years. Why someone said good for you, Liel? Absolutely agree with you. I don't know who you are and what you agree with me on. I said so many stuff, and most of them I'm not agree with. So why do you agree with me? Please let me know. Moshe, on this one, like I said, the only way to solve or to get somewhere is for the Palestinians to start wanting to have peace. And I don't see it's coming. I don't see it's happening soon. And because of what people like Mahmoud Abbas say, things that Mahmoud Abbas say, it's not bringing it closer. It's making it much, much, much
worse
and far away.
Yeah.
And if I thought maybe my grandchildren will see peace, I don't know anymore.
If you want to have a result,
yes.
Look at the problem. And the problem starts, first of all, look at the manifesto. Look at the manifesto of so-called Palestinians or Hamas. When you look at the manifesto, then you see that there's no way forward.
Yes, because they don't agree that Israel have a right to exist.
That's right.
They don't see us in 100%. You're 100%. They need to change it, definitely. And we always say, we can't sit with you and talk to you if you don't recognize that we have the right to exist. So you have to change that, 100%. But again, I want them to show, okay, forget about manifesto, forget about them paying money to terrorists. By the time they shot the Jewish guy, by the time they stabbed the Jewish guy, by how many and how much, it's for me, it's horrible. You can't run a country like this. It's really...
It must be education.
It's not human. The education is go. As many times you stab a Jew, you get more money.
No.
So that's the education at the moment.
What I mean education is, if you walk in Gaza to a school, to standard one and two, and you open the geographic copybook.
Not only in
Israel
Gaza.
Israel doesn't exist.
Not only in Gaza.
Israel does not exist. According to them, it doesn't exist. Now, how do you expect them to sit down with you and talk if, according to them, you don't exist?
I agree with you a million times. Guys, let's hear some. Do we have some commercial, Greg, or can we listen to a song? We listen to a song. So wait one second. Give me a second to get ready. I think you're going to like this one. It's going to give you some good vibe.
Stay relevant and up to date. Informed. This is 101.9 High FM.
And you're back with foreign friends. I think Greg don't like me today. Don't put the commercial for cash in. Why, Greg? Why?
He forgot.
Why?
But he's still doing a very good job.
Why? I didn't mention our numbers here for once today. So yeah. Let me just mention them. Maybe you guys want to SMS or send us a WhatsApp or phone in so much. And you can't because I didn't say. So new studio numbers are 010-140-3020. They're brand new for the last year and a half. They're very, very new. Yeah. At the WhatsApp line, if you want to WhatsApp line, it's 061-895-1019. Huh? It's like the promo. 061-895-1019. And the SMS will cost you $1.50 and it will be 34519. Now we listen to Barry Manilow with this ageless song, Copacabana.
Still resonates today. You know, it's awesome. Amazing.
And Peter, I have some stories about...
I was working on the newspaper covering the entertainment scene during period. Yes, and I was very lucky.
Which period is that, by the way? I want to know. Is it 80s or 70s?
70s, 80s, and 90s.
No, but...
That was the 80s.
Okay, that was
the 80s.
Yeah, be more specific.
And
thank you.
That was the years that all the big stars used to come out of Sun City. Dolly Parton and Bon Jovi never came out there.
Bon Sinatra.
Elton John, Rod Stewart, Frank Sinatra opened the Super Bowl.
Wow.
It was an amazing time. And everybody used to go there because there was nothing else happening.
Mm.
And I remember hearing a story that a directive went out to all staff when Barry Manilow was there.
Yeah.
And that he the staff mustn't make any eye contact with him. They must do their job. They mustn't look at him. I don't know how true it is, but there was a rumor going around.
So they didn't tell it to the journalists. They only told it to the staff.
They told it to the staff.
To the staff of the hotel.
I mean, we went back after the opening night. What was there was always a meet and greet. They take the journalists backstage to meet Barry Manilow, say hi, have a picture taken.
I want to ask, because if he likes one of the journalists, Barry Manilow, he will definitely want to make eye contact, or maybe more contact.
Well,
with
I don't know. It's stories you
thank
hear.
You. Thank you that you don't know, Peter.
I don't want to talk about his sexual preferences.
No, that's not what I meant. Why?
I know what you meant.
You,
I think your listeners know what you meant.
No.
What
never.
Is my mind's in a cesspool.
Your mind is, I don't know where you're taking this from.
I take my mind everywhere.
You take, yeah.
I have to embrace everything that's
not always coming, but you're taking him everywhere.
Yeah.
And you said also something about Barry Manilow, that Manilow is not his real name.
No. He's a Jewish guy. His real name is Pinkas. So you know, his surname is Pinkas. I don't know his first name, but maybe Barry.
Barry is a Jewish.
Maybe, yeah.
Barry is quite Jewish American.
But his real name is Pinkers. Yeah.
That's
you know, whether
nice.
You liked him or not, he produced some very good music.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, you can still play it today, and it still, as I said, resonates.
That's what I like. Timeless, ageless songs that you like them anytime that they are on the
And way. The beauty about music, Ria, you know, it brings back memories. Where were you? What were you doing? You hear old songs.
Listen, I like all music, and I listen to music from today, and I'm listening to music from the 60s. And even from the 50s, but like Peter said, the music that is most connected to you is the music that brings us memory. And the most memories that you have, because this is the time that your brain is so electrified, is when you're growing up. When you're a kid, when you're a teenager,
absorbing
until you're 21, 22 years
old. Then it
old,
stops, does it?
A lot of things stops, yeah. It goes downhill from then. But what I'm saying is that basically... this is where your most vivid memories that connected to songs, connected to smells, connected to visions that you can see what you call deja vu or stuff like this, because your brain is very, very absorbent in this time and you have a lot of memories from these times. And for me, it's very, very much in songs, that songs remind me of this, the time that I
growing
was a
up.
Kid.
Yeah.
Growing up, even until teenage time, until I was 12, when I was a kid. And that was basically the end of the 70s and the beginning of the 80s. And that's where all the songs that, you know, they really bring feelings up.
That's what it's called, golden oldies.
Golden oldies. But each one got his own golden oldies. It depends when he grew up, what his age, and... so on, you understand. A lot of things also, not only songs, smells.
Smells.
Yeah. Smells, you have a smell and it takes you back to a place. Usually it takes you back to a place when you were a child, because this is where your memory is most vivid. Yeah, it's true.
Do you remember the first record you ever bought? Did you buy records then?
Not a record, I already bought a cassette. When there was a record,
yeah,
I was too young to buy, yeah.
My first ever 7 single was Craig Douglas, Teenager in Love. And I played it over and over and over again. It was the first record I ever
bought. And how old were you, Peter?
Well, I was young. I was about 12, 13.
Yeah.
And over the years, I've received many records. I had to review records and CDs for the newspaper, so I had quite a collection. I still have quite a collection. Mostly old stuff, mostly older stuff. Because I don't review any more records, so I don't get into the new generation of performers. And I still keep my hand in there and watch on TV.
Today you don't have this experience of going to the shop and buying your favorite record. You download a song here, a song there. If you really like it, in the end you download the whole album. But it's not, there's no experience there. You will never remember
it. I'm not sure, Peter, because I just heard that the records are coming back.
They are coming back.
Yes.
It's a great, great retro, but not in a commercial wise. It's not like they're going to start open shops for records. You go online and you order the records with the songs that
like
you
from
like.
Amazon or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
But
exactly.
even in the shops, I was at Sandton City the other day.
And they do.
Yes, they've got a whole section, but they're expensive.
They're expensive.
They're 500 rand.
That's what I'm saying. It's retro. It's more for the style.
We got at home about 200 records, you know.
I also have some. Listen, I have a great collection of Beatles and The Police and Sting. Amazing, amazing record. I don't have where to play it, though. But I have a lot of it.
You don't have a turntable.
No, I don't have a turntable. I don't even have what you call this big with the gramophone. I don't have a gramophone.
And not many people got still record players, you know.
That's what we're talking about.
I got rid of mine some years ago when I moved house.
And by the way,
it's coming back.
You can still buy them. You can still buy them. And you can buy the new stuff, beautiful stuff, techie, whatever. It's expensive. It's expensive. It's, like I said, it's more for the style. The sound of a record, you remember that.
And the scratching sound sometimes.
Oh, that's rubbish. But the sound of a record bring people, they bring memories, they bring, it's something. It's something very important, very special in your life. Everybody used to listen, well, not everybody, but us at least, used to listen to records. When I growing up, my parents only have records and they put records.
Do you remember the seventh single?
I don't remember the seventh single, but
yes, what's happened?
Greg is showing me that the professional never stop working with vinyls. And that's it's right, 100%. And there's nothing to replace it. And they
there's
want
nothing
to
when you take the record out of its sleeve and you see.
No, no, the scratching and
I
the
love it.
It's this is the real art you can do only with vinyl. So basically, yes. Guys, let's listen to another song. We also commercials and we say our goodbyes.
A frequency like no other. 101.9 High FM.
And this is Roy and Friends. The time now is 9:53. We have a couple of minutes to say our goodbyes. I really, really hope you enjoyed the conversation that we had today. The conversations. We had a lot of conversations. We were waiting for Roy to talk about the soccer, but he never came. So
he
I
could
did
have
not
phoned in if he really wanted to. He's busy.
Now we'll be back definitely next Wednesday with a new show. I think we don't have any more holidays for the next month or so.
No.
Thank God. We had quite a lot. I'm not complaining. I was working most of them.
It's a very surprise that there's no holidays.
It's always surprising in South Africa.
Well, the weekend's coming up, so you can't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the weekend is always too short. But the holiday is making it a little bit, you know, you have time to relax and unwind. And so I want to say thank you very much for Peter Feldman.
Thank you, and it's nice to be here again.
And Moshe Starogard, as always on Thursday morning, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And everybody have a still Chag Sameach and
Shabbat Shalom.
Very good Shabbos. And we will talk again on Wednesday on Pawn Stars Unplugged. That's Wednesday from 6 to 7. Guys, enjoy the weekend. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.